Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:13, Monday morning, April 22nd. Big week coming up. Jazz Fest, NFL Draft, Zurich Classic, Pels game Saturday afternoon. Nice today, highs of 72, warming through the week. Highs of 86 on Saturday and Sunday. And the good news is no rain forecast as of now. Bad news is you're going to be rubbing elbows with a lot of people at all of those different events. Dr. Corey Hebert, Assistant Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, joins us now. Good morning, Dr. Hebert.
Good morning. How are you, Tom?
I'm good, Dr. Corey. I understand you're on the big screen at the Pelicans game, my sources tell me.
Well, you know, we were going to be talking about some vaccines today, and if we could just develop a vaccine to stop the Pels from choking in the last like minute of a game,
yes.
Then I'm telling you, I would support it all the way through.
I think a lot of people would line up for that one. Let's talk about it, though, seriously, about the measles vaccine and what's going on.
Yeah, so basically, Tom, the measles vaccine has been around for a long time. It's done a lot of good, protected people from a lot of diseases, not just measles, but also mumps and rubella. These are diseases that can cause a lot of problems. The measles, if not treated, you can get subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. That's a horrible, terrible thing. If you go get the mumps, you can get orchitis as a young boy, and then you won't be able to have babies. You won't be able to produce sperm. You won't be able to have a family. And then if you are not rubella immune and you're a woman and you're having a baby, you can get rubella and your baby will be stillborn. So these are very, very serious illnesses that the MMR has prevented. But I want to talk just a little about, you know, the incongruence of life, right? And I know that sounds a little nebulous, but the incongruence
of life. Hang on a second. What who do you think you're talking to here? Nebulous,
exactly,
incongruous.
Right?
Let
me tell you, I'm going to break it down.
There's a 4,000. There's an entry level class. You're talking at the 4,000 level here. What are you doing?
I'm going to break it down for you. So
all
check
right.
this out, right? Now, people don't want to get vaccines, right? They don't want to get them. And they think it's because the Food and Drug Administration is corrupt and this whole thing, you know, is that they're trying to kill people with these vaccines and people are getting hurt all the time. Okay. I can understand that. So you don't want to get vaccines. But if your child or you get sick and you go to the hospital, what do you want to happen?
Mm.
Well, you want medicine, and you want all the medicine they got to save your life, right?
Mm.
But who approves those medicines? The same Food and Drug Administration. So you think that the Food and Drug Administration is going to be corrupt and bad on the front end, but when they want to save your life with medicines, oh, they are right. It's all good. They're not going to be causing any problems. They're not cheats and they're not frauds then. You can't live your life doing one thing on one side and wanting another outcome on the other side. Either you're going to believe in what the Food and Drug Administration is doing and trying to prevent illness, which we have done for hundreds of years until you got Facebook and decided you wanted to be a virologist, or you want to just say, I don't want any of it. And if you don't want any of it, then don't have any of it. And then when your child gets sick or you get sick, say, you know what? I'm just going to think about the Food and Drug Administration poisoning me with this medicine as well, and then don't want medicine. Now, I'm being tongue-in-cheek here, but
no, I think you're making a good point.
That is the reality of life, and you can't just live like that and want everyone, you know, to – you don't want to get vaccines, but you want to be taken care of by the herd immunity of other people getting vaccinated, but then you don't want to get vaccinated. I mean, even that whole song, remember, a spoonful of sugar helps the
medicine go down. Yeah,
right. That is from the Mary Poppins, but it also was from the polio vaccination concept across the entire United States. They would give you the oral polio vaccine and then give you a spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down. So vaccination has been a part of our United States for an extremely long time. And without vaccination, we probably would not even be here in the United States if we did not have vaccination.
Was it a cube of sugar with a little pink dot or orange dot, if I remember correctly, the polio vaccine?
Some of them had the little orange dot, and some of them had no dot.
Okay.
But the reality, you know, it's just this, man. You know, with young people, they don't understand the fact that, you know, without vaccination, their parents wouldn't even be here. And then the thing that's so ironic, too, is that most of the people that are anti-vaccination, they got all the vaccinations. They got everything under the sun. But they're like, I guess they think they must be kind of crazy. So that's why they feel like, you know, they don't want to give their children vaccines.
Well, as you say all of that, doctor, I get. Well, by the way, what's the best way to treat somebody for banging their head against a microphone? Because I'm doing it right now. I get a text from somebody that says this measles epidemic is going to be a reason to quarantine people so they can vote in November. For the love of God, separate the politics from the medicine here, please.
I'm so glad they sent that in, because that's what we're fighting. When you have public health, it's a four-legged stool. The four-legged stool is we got science, which is the first leg, right? We got public outcry, we have politics, and we have money, and those are the four legs, and that should not be. There should be one leg, and that should be science, and we should spin on that one leg, but that's not what happened. We have four legs, and every time there's some politics, then it causes us to have problems in the science. Now, I will tell you this, though. Now, this is, once again, another anecdote. I was talking to someone who is actually mine. This is no knock on the post office, because I'm telling you, I love post office. Everything's great post office. But my postman came to me, and he was like, Corey, I'm not getting that vaccine. That's poison, blah, 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 blah. That's poison. I'm like, okay, well, you've been my postman for 15 years. Do you know how many times I get the wrong mail in my mailbox? Mm. He said, no. I'm like, well, at least once a week. So that means you can't read four numbers, put that in my mailbox, and match those four numbers up to my house. But you're a vaccinologist now? Is that what you could do? I mean, seriously.
No,
so I'm making this point because what has happened is that there is no such thing as a subject matter expert anymore. Because you have a phone, and you're going to look it up, and you're going to say, oh, I've seen 40 hours worth of videos about this, and now I'm the subject matter expert. Well, guess what? I had a work week last week that was 80 hours in 1 week, and I've been doing this for 30 years. So you didn't become a subject matter expert until you got a phone in your hand, because you know what you would have had to do to be a subject matter expert 15 years ago? Go to the library on your Saturday and read. And guess what? Nobody did that, and nobody should be doing it now. And don't get me wrong. People should have information. But I don't know how to build bridges. I'm not an engineer. So when an engineer tells me, Corey, drive across the Mississippi River Bridge is what I'm doing right now, I have to trust that engineer went to MIT, understands the way that dynamics work and thermonuclear dynamics work when it comes to fusing metals. Okay, and just let it ride. And my ignorance in that is so strong and so bliss at this point, because all I want to do is get across this bridge.
Let me take a break.
What I'm trying to do as a doctor.
Doctor, let me take a break. I'm just letting you go because I can't, you know, I'm standing up here applauding with everything you're saying because it makes so much sense, and I think you're saying it eloquently. It's like none of this would have happened had you actually had to make the effort to go to the library and look up all of this in the first place, because it's easy now. That's the only reason. I want to talk specifically about the measles vaccine because, you know, you got a guy running for president now that is an anti-vaxxer, the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's polling. I saw somebody say he's polling at 16%, and that's just among his family. 7:21, more when we come back. Traffic now, WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Dr. Corey Hebert about measles cases in Louisiana on the rise. How much are they on the rise, Doc?
Yeah, they have really stepped up as far as infection rates. And so what we have seen about 4 months ago, we saw things start to creep up and saw a few cases. But what we did see in the about 6 months previous was the fact that our rates of vaccination had gone down, so that our herd immunity had gone down. So that means that we are vulnerable right now for a measles outbreak. that could be devastating. And so just to let people know how contagious the measles is, we know, like, COVID, you know, it has what's called an R-naught of about 2, which means you're in a room, one person comes in that has COVID, maybe one or two other people get it. You walk into a room with measles, almost 16 to 17 people will get it. That's how contagious it is. And when I talk about that, I use this analogy during COVID that it's like a glitter. You know, like when you leave Mardi Gras and you get glitter on you, you can't just get it off. It's just stuck there. So that's the way the measles virus is. That's the way the COVID virus is. But measles is way worse as far as being infectious. And right now, our numbers are on the rise. All it takes, really, is 2 or 3 cases at a school. That school's going to get shut down, because that means that by the time those 2 or 3 cases have come to fruition, then they've exposed so many people that once it happens, it's going to really be a problem. So I just implore folks to just remember, we didn't wish polio away. We didn't wish smallpox away. We didn't wish COVID away. We didn't wish the Haemophilus influenza type B bacteria. We didn't wish that away. And we got a vaccine about 15 years ago, 16 years ago for that. And now we used to have thousands of babies that would die and get sick from that. And now the young doctors have never seen a case. And it's not because we wished it away. It's because we use our science. We vaccinate people to prevent this. And vaccination is nothing new. They've been doing it for a thousand years. In Turkey and Africa, they did vaccination a long, long, long time ago in a very rudimentary form. So this is nothing new. This is what we need to do.
Real quick, just talk, doctor. We got a minute left. Just about the debunked study, if you would, please, about the measles vaccine.
Oh, yeah. So Wakefield was a doctor in London. He had all type of ethics problems, impropriety, and it was proven that what he said about measles and autism was 100% false.
And he admitted it, right?
And he admitted it, yep. And then he recanted his admission once he got his license taken. So the point is that one thing we can't say what causes autism, but what we have proven is that the measles mumps rubella vaccine at this point scientifically does not. And I just want to say one thing. I had a shout out to my daughter. She is Elan Jolie Abear. She's going to take her LEAP test today. And one thing, what do we call her? Toodles, what do we call you?
The vaccine queen.
The vaccine queen.
That's right.
God bless
because
you.
Because she has had them all.
All right, sweetie. Good luck. Good luck. What grade she's in?
She is in fourth grade at Hines Elementary School, Hines Charter.
Good luck. Nail it, all right?
All right. She'll do it.
All right, good. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate your time, Dr. Corey Hebert. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Mark Rosa. Take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. He's president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Got some economic data that we learned last week and this week, and we'll pass that along. Right now, it's time for WWL First News.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.